the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. 5th Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
You have hit me up here, Jim, in Jupiter, Ags and Strolls over in Texas, Rod in Houston, among others. And it is the AAU. Now, not AAU basketball. This is totally not even related, okay? That's what some will probably think of it that way. AAU in this case stands for Association of American Universities. And that's what I was trying to think of. And we first, I'm not really in tune with any of that stuff, but we first started talking about that back in the summer of 10. And got to remember, Texas was never going to join a league that was not associated with AAU, meaning the Academic Research Grant Schools. There are 66 universities on that list of the AAU, Association of American Universities, which is billions of dollars in research grant money. Big Ten. Oh, and this was pointed out by Rod. Nebraska got voted out. Nebraska was in it and then got a letter that they got voted out. Said they did not meet the academic requirements. And again, I don't even know what that's all about. Don't really care. And some ACC schools are in there. I don't think anybody from the SEC. Now, Vanderbilt may be. I wouldn't be surprised. Somebody can check that too. I haven't seen the whole list, but it's a lot of the Pac-12, a lot of the Big Ten, Ivy League. You probably know the list, and some smaller academic schools too. But it's, again, billions, plural, billions of dollars of academic research money. And the thinking is, if you're the Big Ten, you're not going to add anybody that isn't on that list. But how does that help? Just because you bring in a school, Kansas is on that list. How does that add to your research money? I don't know that game. I don't. And I know Kansas doesn't bring anything to you sports-wise. And again, when I say sports, don't bring up something other than football. You don't add and long divide by another team because Bill Self's got a good basketball team. You don't do that. That does not allocate the money you need. But the AAU, no, not travel team basketball. I've been there, done that many years. That is an element here. Association of American Universities. And the suits, now just think about the Big Ten. The suits, they I'm trying to think of a nice, clean word. I'm not going to use anything dirty here. They, can I say get their jollies? I think it's okay to say that. They get their jollies over things like this. Oh, my God. Sit around and be snobby and look at everybody as intellectually inferior. Oh, they love that world. Ooh, that's a sweet world. So we'll see. I still don't get the whole Kansas thing. I do understand the grant money and all that, but I those schools are already getting the grant money. If you add another school to your league, does that mean more billions per school? That's the only thing I can think of. You know, makes no sense otherwise. Rod, a Buckeye in Texas. Bill, AAU, Association of American Universities, Kansas is part of it. Research grant money would get higher, especially since Nebraska fell out. They were members when they joined. Yeah, Nebraska got booted out. I'd forgotten about that, too. Josh says, Bill, the only thing Kansas could possibly bring would be basketball. They're not going to bring the television sets. There are three schools from the SEC, according to Ags and Stroh's over in Texas, that are on the AAU list. So there's more than I thought. There's Florida, Vandy, and A&M. Those three are on the 66 of the universities that are on that AAU list. So three teams, Vandy, Florida, and A&M. I figured Vandy. I didn't know about the others. Frankly, I've never really looked at that. I'm sure 10 years ago I looked at it, but haven't really even looked at it. That is very, very interesting. That's the only way I could see or allocate that being a thing. Anyways, let's get back to it. Let's get back. Let's turn the page. You folks are about to, if you haven't already started camp, you're going to start camp any day at your school. Again, I'm not going school, but any day now, your school, whatever college that is that you pull for, will be on the field. Now, there's an acclimation period. You can't be padded up immediately. You can't have back-to-back two-a-days. There's a lot of rules that are in place that years ago you used to not have in place. And usually it's day four or five where you're fully padded up. But nonetheless, camp's about to get started all across the planet. Now, for the high schools, that's already going. By the way, is there a state that has not returned to high school football yet? I assume now, like California, like some of the states up east, or Illinois, is there, and I know they played some spring ball, but is there a state that has yet to return to high school football? Not that I know of. Point that out to me if you do know of one. Yeah, point that out. Oh, did you also see this? Not only do they, the media is just absolutely gushing over the Delta variant, but there's also apparently like a variant to the Delta variant. They're really getting excited about that one, too. It's literally what the media has now is an unlimited supply of scare tactics with this virus. They have a forever in the future unlimited supply of another form of this virus. Watch it, y'all. Shut her down. Is that what they're calling it? The Delta Plus. Which, look, I'm sure it's a nasty virus. I'm not saying that. But the media, and just watch or listen to the news. They drool when talking about this. They absolutely drool. And it's an unlimited supply. And to date now, y'all, here's something. To date, I don't think we've heard any league say anything. If they have, I didn't see it. But any of the leagues that matter, let's put it that way, haven't heard anybody say anything about crowds, meaning you can only have this many and we're going to limit it and you can't do this or that, you can't tailgate. Everything, as far as I know to date, is pretty much it's a go. But you know, folks, you know that lurking around the corner, you got a lot of suits and a lot of people just waiting for an announcement. Now, again, I don't think you're going to have any we can't play announcements. I'm not saying that from the colleges. Not like last year. But crowds and limiting and put on seven masks or you can't get in or better show me your vaccine card or you can't come in here. Now some schools are, colleges are doing that. Some colleges have already, maybe quite a few. You can't enroll or you can't be in class if you can't show us proof of being vaccinated. There's that going on there. But I'm talking about games and the football and all that. Yeah, but you and I know they're just waiting. They are absolutely just waiting. Major moves over in West Bengal, Virginia. Bill, that list is a joke. Academic fraud at North Carolina, Syracuse, Notre Dame, corruption at Kansas. But hey, we are AAU, so prestigious. I don't think that list, let's put it this way. Since we were talking about expansion and this is all about the TV money, that list is all about the grant money. Common theme, right? That research list is all about the grant money, which is in the billions. Isn't that funny how that works? Seriously. Now, Major Moves brings up a good point. West Coast Sooner, who worked there at Oklahoma with the football program, went to school there, said, Bill, I remember fall camp. It's a fun 2 weeks. We got free catered food for every meal, and football practices were in the morning and the evening. Plus, I would work the strength training as well a few times a week there at Oklahoma. Yeah, he experienced it. Alec Cripple Bob, Bill, interesting theory about the AAU. Iowa State is also listed as one of the 66 member universities. Hey, does somebody have that list? A link to the list of the 66 schools. Post that up on Twitter if you do. I was looking. I went to the AAU site, and again, I was strapped for time. And I was reading some things, but I didn't see the actual list. I might have skipped over it, if anybody's got that. Post it up if you can. We will take the break. Moving fast on this Wednesday edition. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. The police are wrapping up this crash as we check it out live here on 24 westbound at OHB. All the traffic coming in from Rutherford County has increased quite a bit, actually, in the last few minutes. OHB at Heritage Drive, that's over in Madison, that's a crash. It just happened at that intersection. Starting a little bit busy now on Vietnam Vets coming through Hendersonville. Gatlinburg Wine Cellars, home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Check out all their flavors at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
G George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we've both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, jodyjonesdds.com.
You have a 90% chance of surviving a lightning strike. You have a 98% chance of surviving a shark attack. You have a 99% chance of surviving a snake bite. But you only have a 50% chance of surviving a crash if you aren't wearing a seatbelt. Your truck may be tough, but a seatbelt makes it tougher. Buckle up in your truck. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on the Final App. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and the two-week hiatus for NASCAR is almost over. Watkins Glen is going down this weekend. This week on the show, we hear from Brad Keselowski. We've got Kyle Larson running in the dirt, Justin Allgaier. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, I'm Brad Keselowski, and I get my NASCAR news on the Final App with Kerry Murphy.
Hey, we're doing video now. Check out our channel at youtube.com/thefinalapp. Every single weekday right here.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Sunshine, highs near 86. For tonight, mostly clear, 66. For Thursday, sunshine, highs near 88. Thursday night, partly cloudy, lows near 69. For Friday, mostly sunny, highs near 90 degrees. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio
like tackle football? Bill King does, and you can connect with @BillIsKing on Twitter or 615-844-5600.
Yeah, a lot of you posted that list, the AAU list, and I appreciate that. I was just looking through there. It's mainly Pac-12, Big Ten, Ivy League, some ACC, Vanderbilt, Florida, A&M from the SEC. 66 schools. Nebraska got booted out about 10 years ago. I didn't know they did that too. So they get together and they can vote you out? Like, how do they determine? How would North Carolina then still be in there? After that joke of a, quote, wink, wink, investigation. No cap up in Chicago. Bill, the Delta variant is running rampant, but this is the crowd at Lollapalooza last week in Chicago. 4 days of crowds like this, and it's just a big picture of a massive humanity. Up in Chicago, of all places. Jay Cutler's burner account. Exactly, Bill, 1 month from today, it's Vanderbilt versus ETSU. The lots will be packed, and Armageddon Stadium will be rocking. So, Ags and Strohs, yeah, Jeff 2 posted it. But it's a picture, Ags and Strohs posts a picture of the list, and it's got it broken down between the private schools and the public schools on here. Yeah, no, I appreciate that, guys, sending that list. Remember Josh hit me up yesterday, and he said, Bill, you're going to tell us something. You know what I think it was? I'm not sure. I don't remember. He said I had promised I had something. I was going to say, I might have had the, now again, might. I might have had the virus twice. First time, I told you the story, but I'll make it quick. May, my wife is in a meeting in a board type room setting. Next day, she gets a call. And she's told a lady in that meeting is now sick and tested positive. And this lady didn't go to the hospital, but she was not feeling well. She had the fever, the fatigue, the taste problem where you can't taste anything. And she was hurting from it. So they said, you may want to go get tested, which my wife immediately went and got tested. And pretty much within 30 minutes was told, you tested positive. Now, again, I'm around my wife all the time, right? It's my wife. And I was with her before she got tested and tested positive, and I was with her after. It's my wife. We did not switch rooms or do any of that stuff. And she works from home, and I work from home, right? We both are set. We don't have to go anywhere. And the other thing is, we can't spread it to our parents. My parents are deceased. She's still got her mom, but her mom's been in a nursing home for 7 years. You can't even get in one of those places. So we can't go take it to our parents. And she never showed one symptom, nor did I. Nor did I. And I did the show every day. And I was waiting. Remember, I waited maybe a month or so before I told you about it. My kids were quarantined from school. They couldn't even go to spring football practice, even though they tested negative multiple times, tried to take it to the school to get cleared, and they wouldn't allow them. They just wanted to get on the football field for spring practice. Wouldn't allow them. Health department made up a bunch of crap. I told you the story. I won't go back into that, but it was really cringy. I mean, it was creepy stuff. Didn't show one symptom. Again, some people suffer from this, and as we know, people die from this. I'm just saying that was my experience. My experience. Now, July 4th, July 5th, I told you we had that one really bad night here at the house. I told you all about it. And we didn't sleep, and it was a rough night with one of the kids. Anyways, that week, remember we were off that Monday, because the 4th was on Sunday. We were off that Monday, which was my birthday the next day. Then we were back on Tuesday for the show. And I remember that Tuesday, and I told you that day, I said, it was not a good July 4th. I just told you. Usually we have a blast on that. This was not a good one. But remember I told you that it was rough. We stayed up all night. A couple days later, and I didn't feel quite, when I was doing the show, I wasn't quite as connected as I always am. First time ever I felt that way in 30-something years. But anyways, there was one day where I went down to the weight room to do some work. And I did some light, I don't even remember, curls or something. I remember thinking, I need to sit down. I just did something very light. And I like immediately felt like I needed to go sit down. Like fatigue. That lasted briefly, not even a whole day. And I remember that night, I fell asleep on the bed with my clothes on, shoes on too. Got up the next morning to do the show and did the show. Everything was fine. So I might have had this twice. I might have had the first one back in May and then the Delta variant. I might have had, again, I don't know. I didn't go get tested. So I'm just saying I might have. But I might have had the double whammy already, y'all. Yeah, the second one, though, there was a brief moment where, you know how when they describe the out-and-out fatigue that people get? And some people say this lasts for a month, 6 weeks for them, or a long time. And then after that, they still have trouble, like, on a hike or something, or walking or jogging. I've heard that, too. No. I understand. This can be really, really nasty. We've got a local guy here that most of you wouldn't know, but his name is Phil Valentine. He's on another station. He has been battling this. He's in the hospital and actually is on a ventilator and is in critical condition. Yeah, he's you would if you're in Nashville, you would know him. You probably wouldn't otherwise, but Jim down in Jupiter. Bill, didn't Missouri also get kicked out of the AAU? I don't know. See, I don't know. I just remember Nebraska got booted. But I don't know. I don't know. Is AAU, again, not the travel team stuff, is that now a thing we need to keep up with here on the show? West Coast Sooner. Bill, OU is going to get every team's best, especially after screwing the rest of the league over. Got to be consistent every week to make it to the end. That brings up, however long Texas and Oklahoma has to stay in that league, the contract reads 2025. I don't think that's the private end game, but right now that's what the money says, okay? I'd be shocked if it gets all the way to 2025, but again, that's the way the document reads. Somebody write a big check and you shut everybody up? Maybe. I don't know what has to happen. Does the league just implode? That's a legal item that I might not have all the answers for. But here's my point, and West Coast Sooner just pointed it out. Texas and OU are now going to be the source of the rest of the league hating them. Now, everybody in that league hates Texas anyways, okay? There's not a team in a league more hated than Texas is in the Big 12, okay? So there's already built-in hate, but this just magnifies it. OU, I'm not so worried about, because OU is that football league. OU owns it. You would think the Texas brand owns it, but on the football field of play, Oklahoma owns it. And they've owned it for many, many years. Not just recently. Forever they've owned it. Texas has not owned it. Texas hasn't done a thing, hasn't busted a grape, per se, in a decade plus. So now, when Texas plays in that league, and it's been a struggle for them, and yes, they've lost to Kansas, yes. What's it going to be like? You know what Twitter's going to be like. If Texas struggles continue under Sark, the SEC is going to start getting attacked by the Twitter mob. Right? There's already SEC fatigue out there. That's been going on a long time, too. But now when Texas, let's say Texas plays Kansas, whoever, and they get beat, a program with a brand that's about the size of a thimble compared to the Texas brand. But they beat Texas again in football. Or whoever beats them, other than the Red River Shootout. Twitter's going to be all about, yeah, nice SEC. Look at this. They can't even win in this league. And you're taking them in? It's going to be a beautiful thing. We already know what's going down, don't we? It's going to be a gorgeous thing to watch. Josh up in London, Ohio. Bill, my dad is fully vaccinated and tested positive for the Delta variant yesterday. Now, I don't know what the percentages are, but you're seeing stories like that. So we were told in the beginning, just shut it down for about 2 weeks. Everybody would be good. Then that 2 weeks turned into forever. And then we've gone from get vaccinated. It's just the best thing in the world to, well, if you get vaccinated, you can still test positive. That's where we're at. What's the next slant on this thing? Rob in the 210, Bill. please add AAU to the verboten list. You know what? That's a good idea. There's two angles on that. First of all, AAU basketball is a scam. Well, let me back up. My daughter's experience was not a scam. Coach Tony McLeod and that group, they were incredible. So let me back up. But for the most part, outside of some rarities like our situation, it's just a big scam. It is just, it's the yucky side of sports. So yeah, two angles. Travel team basketball is, ugh. And then you have the academic side of the AAU. And that's also kind of laughable, right? Because everybody uses that like it gives them some kind of superiority. So two angles. Rob, good point. That needs to go on the verboten list, which I need to get out again. I've got it. I've got it bookmarked. Association of American Universities. It's been a long time since that has come up here on the show. Jay Cutler's burner account. Bill, what if 7-win Sark becomes 6-win Sark? Will the SEC still take Texas? The SEC is going to take Texas. If Texas doesn't win a Big 12 game between now and whenever they are officially in the SEC, playing on the field, the SEC is going to take them in. It would be funny. Now, again, I'm not necessarily hoping for this, but it would be funny if Texas just absolutely collapsed between now and their first year in the SEC in football. You know why? Because the Twitter humor would be endless. That's why. That's the only reason. It would be absolutely comical. Steven down in Baton Rouge. Bill, they're going to be coming after you with pitchforks. You can't say Red River Shootout anymore. It's promoting violence. We've always said Red River Shootout on the show. That never changed. We have said world's largest cocktail party for Georgia, Florida. Always on this show. We do not succumb to the woke PC stuff. We don't play that. No, that don't happen here, y'all. Yeah, that doesn't happen here. Tomorrow, let me go ahead and promote here while I've got a second before the break. Tomorrow on the show, we have the brilliant football mind of Mr. Chris Landry. That's top of hour two. And Josh Newberg will join us a little earlier. And yes, I'm going to get rusty probably Thursday or Friday. I'll hit him up. But yes, I got to get Rusty in here. It's been too long. Rusty Manziel of 24/7 Sports. Got to get him lined up for the show. We'll take another break here. Fast moving Wednesday, y'all. You're a big reason for this, too, now. Yeah, the entertainment value that you bring to this show is a big reason why 3 hours ain't squat. It goes fast. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Wrapping up the paperwork on that earlier crash, 24 westbound near OHB. Still quite a bit of traffic volume, however, coming in from Rutherford County into that part of Davidson County. It's now starting to get a little bit heavy here on 40 west at Fessler's. Traffic still busy coming down Vietnam Vets right now through Hendersonville. Ripley's Aquarium, Sleep of the Sharks Family Editions, coming up this Saturday. Check it out at Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
My buddy James Warren from Sir Speedy of Music City is with us. I was looking for a way a while back to get targeted messages to people who might be interested in listening to our daily show, and so I asked James for a little help. You take it from there.
So what we were able to do is come up with 7,000 names of people in Nashville and their addresses by zip code that are interested in spectator sports, football, baseball, that sort of thing. It was a pretty reasonable price too, wasn't it, George?
Yes, it was. I got the BGA discount.
Yeah, so in other words, twice the normal. This is something that we do for all sorts of folks. We can sort it by zip code, by type of people, age, whatever, to make it get to the people that you want to get to. If you've got a new business, no better way to do it.
Sir Speedy of Music City, phone number 832-9511, or go to SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
Napa Know How.
At Napa, get a $10 gift card when you buy a 5-quart jug of Mobil 1 motor oil for $27.99. A deal so rich, they'll call you an oil tycoon. Yep, with great oil for $27.99 and $10 back, all you'll need is a monocle. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating locations, does not include state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Advertised sales price may not be available in some states. Rebate restrictions apply. Offer ends 8/31/21.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, co-workers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro, with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro, where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
The George Plaster Show.
It's great. You finally landed in a place where you're going to thrive with the greatest people on sports radio, pretty much.
Weekdays starting at 2.
It's sports talk the way it should be.
The George Plaster Show.
Man, it's great to have you back, my friend.
The George Plaster Show.
This isn't going to be that much better now with George on afternoons, man. I can't wait, man.
George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio. All there is to know about Johnny Five Star, and now you can too. It's Bill King.
Talking about on Twitter, Florida State, Memphis, and whoever, about quietly, y'all, my sources say they're talking to the SEC. Florida State school president John Thrasher, quote, "I want to make it clear that persistent reports about Florida State being in contact with the SEC are untrue. We have had no communication with the SEC or anybody representing the SEC." Now, you may say, well, Bill, yeah, but people are lying left and right in this world about this topic in particular. True. But I don't think anything's going on there. Yeah, I don't think anything's happening. Ags and Strohs over in Texas. Bill, Jim down in Jupiter is right. Missouri, now Missouri didn't get kicked out. Missouri's in the AAU. So actually four SEC teams. Missouri, Vandy, A&M, Florida are part of that academic grant fraternity, the 66 member league. Yeah, that's one of the things. Remember now, back in 2000, when all these rumors were out there, but the only thing legit was Florida was Texas and Oklahoma flirting with the West Coast. I mean, there were some other things going on, but most of that was just noise. And Twitter just doing what Twitter does. Spew spigots and spigots of garbage. That's all that was. But one of the things that we knew for sure, Texas had always thumbed their nose at the SEC. Historically, no way we would ever join those subhuman people. We're academically and everywhere else, we are superior. And that's true. No, that's true. Part of it was that grant, that academic grant AAU list. Can't join a league that isn't full of schools from that list. And now that's changed with new leadership, etc. More recently, and it's changed because this catch told you, long time of losing will fix that a little bit too. Jeff, too, checking in, says, Bill, there are currently 200 known strains of the common cold virus. Assuming this is the high water mark for COVID, and coronavirus recycle more fear on a new variant every 2 months, this COVID news cycle could last them 33 years. Yes. What the media now has their hands on, y'all, and they've known this for a while, is an unlimited supply of fear porn. Unlimited supply. There's going to be a different variant every couple of months or however, okay? And they are going to be dancing in the streets. They're never going to put this down. The threat of shutdowns, the threat of you got to have this to get in this store, you got to do this, unlimited supply for the filth that is the mainstream media, okay? So just remember that. Remember that. Every time you check the news, just keep that in mind. It's an unlimited supply, and they are loving it. They would not have it any other way. It's a gorgeous thing. Now, again, I'm not saying that this virus can't be really nasty and hurt people and kill people. We know it can. But the media's angle on it is what is so nefarious. One of the many reasons to not trust them. One of the many, many reasons. Steven, down in Baton Rouge. Bill, thanks. Most fanboy site accounts are pushing that Florida State Clemson talk. There's another item. You can, when it comes to something like this, and you can do it in various other topics too regarding college football, college sports, but in the expansion world, you can really tell the amateurs from the pros. Just by looking at Twitter, you can really separate out the veterans from the neophytes who do not know this world. It's easy to do. Jim and Jupiter, Bill, that guy that broke the Florida State Clemson story about the SEC is some low-level dude, and he is a Gator, so he can't be trusted. I just saw people on Twitter talking about it. I didn't even know where it came from. Was it some guy, what, in Greenville, South Carolina on a talk show? Is that what it was? It may be a really good talk show. I don't know. I'm just saying, isn't that where this, or was it somewhere else? Or was he a guest on a show over there? Maybe that was it. I don't know. Hey, if you're on hold, hang tight. I'm up against it here, but I'll try and I'll get you when we come back. Looking at the markets this morning, China, Delta variant. That's what's the big on the screen right now. The S&P is down about 14 this morning. Dow is down about $1.80. NASDAQ is green. We'll see how the day progresses. One more break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Wrapping up the paperwork on that earlier crash, 24 westbound near OHB. Still quite a bit of traffic volume, however, coming in from Rutherford County into that part of Davidson County. It's now starting to get a little bit heavy here on 40 west at Fessler's. Traffic still busy coming down Vietnam Vets right now through Hendersonville. Ripley's Aquarium, Sleep of the Sharks Family Editions, coming up this Saturday. Check it out at Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
My husband's ED was affecting our marriage. When he first started experiencing ED, it was difficult for both of us. We didn't know who to talk to about it or where to get help. Hims was our answer. Hims connected my husband with a licensed provider online. He was able to get medication to treat his ED at a fraction of the price people pay for the name brand. It was delivered to our door, and guess what? Our sex life is back. It works.
Right now, get your first online provider's visit totally free when you go to 4hims.com/joy. Yep, free. No copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Just the care you need.
Thanks to Hims, we got our sex life and our marriage back.
To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
And now, Mr. Painting of Nashville is reminding Americans to show support to the brave men and women who serve our U.S. military. This salute is brought to you by Mr. Painting of Nashville, serving the area with quality and pride. For fences, gates, decks, railings, wood repairs, painting, and more, call the best. Mr. Painting of Nashville at 615-955-3068. That's 615-955-3068. Mr. Painting of Nashville, proudly saluting our troops and veterans.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now, or the puppy gets it.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Sunshine, highs near 86. For tonight, mostly clear, 66. For Thursday, sunshine, highs near 88. Thursday night, partly cloudy, lows near 69. For Friday, mostly sunny, highs near 90 degrees. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
He gives you a wide latitude on topics because Bill King isn't afraid of your telephonic interaction.
The piece come down a little bit, down about 10 right now. Is RD still on hold there, Pat? Okay, let's get it. RD, appreciate you waiting through the break there, sir. How you doing today?
Good morning, Bill. Billy Cunningham, radio talk host, Sunday night, made a bold prediction. He says, and he says you can take it to the bank, that in the near future, college football will have three super conferences with 20 teams each. And he went on to name the additional four teams in SEC, in addition to Texas and Oklahoma. And he said they would be North Carolina, Clemson, who was Florida State, and Miami. Now, I don't necessarily subscribe to that, but.
Wait a minute. This is Bill Cunningham from Cincinnati, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
I've known Bill. And I don't really know him very well, but I mean, I've known of him. He's been up on that station for longer than I've been doing this. That's how long he's been doing it. But I don't know, and I find him entertaining. I do. I don't think that's where I would be consuming college football news, though.
No. I just thought I'd pass it on.
Sure.
You know,
no problem. No problem.
Play with it a little bit. Get your thoughts on it.
No problem, sir.
All right. Keep up a good job, Bill.
Thank you. Appreciate you checking in. Been a interesting show today. I tell you, this topic is fun. I do. I enjoy it. I think you do, too. I know some of you want to get onto the football field, but there's nothing there. I mean, do you really want some fake practice report? Somebody saw some drills today, and this guy looked good. I mean, that's not football. That's not a report. I just don't find that interesting. What somebody says about a brief moment in practice does not do me a darn bit of good. Anybody's practice. I don't care who it is. So-and-so is looking good in shorts out there, Bill. Okay. Boy, he sure doesn't look like a freshman, Bill. Okay, I mean, probably true, but let's play a football game and then make this assessment. Now, let's put it on the field, and then when young dude looks like a stud, then we say, there you go. There you go. We just did the eyeball thing. What's the old, it's kind of a cliche, the eye in the sky don't lie. Well, we all have eyeballs, right? We're all watching. And what we see is what we're going to get. Yeah, it's going to be a fun time. Yeah, Josh is sending me reports of, as I say this, picture of one of the young linemen. Actually, it's the kid from Washington. TJ, we call him JTT, right? That's the easy way. It shows him going through the some of the drills here at Buckeye camp. Cool. No. I think he and the other young defensive lineman, Jack Sawyer, I think they're gonna be good. And they've got some numbers there, and they can flow them into the rotation and be just fine. All good. Oh, Josh also said that DeWine, who is the governor of Ohio, put into law the other day. What was, boy, might not be able to finish this because I've lost it. Okay, DeWine signed a bill last week, and part of that bill says that a public university in Ohio cannot require vaccinations. Okay. I knew I'd skipped over that, but that was from earlier. Yeah, each state's got their own thing. Now let me ask you guys. We only got a little time here, but what do you think California's going to do? Are they letting people go to these games? Are high school kids are high schools on the practice field right now after missing the entire year? Are they back on the field in Cali right now? Somebody let me know. I think they are, but who gets to go to those games? Are you going to be allowed to just completely fill up the place at the high schools in California? Much less Southern Cal, UCLA, Cal, Berkeley, etc. I assume they are, but I haven't heard. Yeah, I haven't. I have not heard what the latest is out there. I'm skeptical, as you may imagine. Tomorrow on the show, let me repeat, we've got Berg with us, Josh Newberg, and we also have Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com. A lot to talk about with them. And Friday, Kevin Hagan, as always, will be in his customary top of hour 2 slot, 7 o'clock Central Time, and a little later for hour 3 on that. My whole last hour, BradPowerSports.com. He was off last week traveling America, going to school, seeing new stadiums, going back home to Ohio, all over the place. I don't know. Had Brad ever been back home since then? I don't know. He's been out there in Vegas for several years now. But yeah, good for him. Yeah, good for him. But he is back with us on Friday at Patton_Cook. Follow him on Twitter. When you dial me up, that's who you get to. When you hear the music, like the music right here, that would be him making that happen. We're on the air. That would be Patton Cook. The archives. Yeah. Don't send me your archive complaints. Send them to Patton. I don't have my hands on that stuff. No, I'm not trying to be rude to you. But if you send that to me, it's not my... Patton is your guy. If something's missing there, let him know. He'll make it right. Markets are down about... S&P down about 12. No worries. Lajbach.